To the ledge.
Wasn't that quite a plan?
Yeah.
When was the email sent out, Jean, the most recent version?
This afternoon.
Okay.
And it says updated.
Okay.
Late this afternoon.
Okay.
Your recorder calling, Jean?
Yes, it is, thank you.
Andrew, your machine working okay?
Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the December 3rd meeting of Orrville City Council. If you would stand, please, we'll be led in prayer today by Pastor Chuck Davis.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to live and to dwell in this great city. And thank you, Lord, for our football team and for the effort that they put forth, and all the athletes, all the people in the band, the cheerleaders, and the fans. Pray your blessing on our coaches, the sacrifices they've made. Lord, continue to lift them up. And God, I thank you for our council. I thank you for our mayor. I thank you, Lord, for what happens in this room. I thank you for the vision that you have placed in the hearts of each of these. And I thank you for the sacrifices that they're making from their families so that they can lead our city. I pray your blessing on them tonight, all the business that needs to take place. May everything that's said and done bring honor and glory to your name. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. May I have roll call, please?
Shu?
He's excused.
Wilson?
Here.
Sorry. Ms. Ferris Jr.?
Here.
Hampshire?
Present.
Ms. Ferris Sr.?
Here.
Corkman?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of our minutes from the last meeting, November 19th. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move we approve the minutes as posted.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Abstain.
Ms. Ferris Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing to report in finance, but I would like to say congratulations to the Orrville football team for their state championship win on Saturday. Congratulations to all of Orrville. We have something to be very excited about. That's all I have this evening.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, congratulations to high school. Go Bucks. It's too bad some people don't know how to vote in certain polls. Lights are on. Everything's good. That's all.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Espiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, just congratulations to the Orrville football team. Other than that, I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Shoup is excused this evening. We'll move to planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing to report, sir.
Thank you. And ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing to report. We'll be looking at some personnel issues later on this evening. I'd also like to jump on and congratulate the Red Riders, the players, the coaches, the families, the fans, everybody in this town. It makes us all proud.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you might have guessed, I would like to congratulate the football team and
as Mr. Orson said, the families especially, too. That's all we go through as parents and brothers and sisters and all that. Exciting, but it can be stressful for them. And also a great job by the coaches and their staff and all the players, for sure. Oroville's very proud of all of their accomplishments this year. I would like to mention that our employee of the month for December is Sergeant Corey Seiler of the Oroville Police Department. Sergeant Seiler was hired in 2011 as a part-time police officer. In late 2012, he was sworn in as a full-time officer. While working as a police officer, he attended evidence technician schools and served as an I unit for the department, and Seiler also became a field training officer. He flourished in this role, and his trainees greatly benefit from his enthusiasm for the job and the city. Along the way, Sergeant Seiler served as a bicycle patrol officer, which greatly suited his desire to serve the community. In 2016, Officer Corey Seiler was promoted to the rank of sergeant. Sergeant Seiler is responsible for the Crimes Against Property Bureau. He also specializes in domestic violence and missing persons investigations. Sergeant Seiler was voted as Officer of the Year in 2014 and 2017. In his spare time, Sergeant Seiler enjoys playing golf, watching the Browns, Cavaliers, and the Buckeyes. And we will be having lunch on December 13th. Council, I did have a few names to bring forward to you for different committees and groups, boards that we have. Several of these need your approval. There's actually three different committees or boards, four people all together. We've done these all in one group before. If you want to do that again, we can, or we can do them separately. That's whatever you want. So.
Okay.
If there's an issue with that, just let me know. The ones that would need council approval for the utility board, Brad Strasbaugh, who has served very well on that board for 10 years now, is going to be stepping off. And so his replacement is going to be Steve Combs. And so that would be for utility board. For Board of Zoning Appeals, Dave Maurer would continue to serve in that position. He would like to serve again and has done a fine job with that. And the Design Review Board, Barb Weaver and Brittany Jarvis both have agreed to serve again. So those are the four that I would need council's approval for. So let me make a motion.
Mr. Hampshire.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Mr. Espiros.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Borkman?
Yes.
Orson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Also, just for council's information, these do not require council's approval, but I always like to let you know who's doing what, even though they're listed in our books that we get at the beginning of the year. Carl Fore would like to continue serving as our Wayne County Board of Health representative, and he's done a very good job with that. Ned Hostetler will continue on the Planning Commission. And really, the other ones are ones I don't even check with every year because we just don't meet that often. They did meet once this year. I believe it was this year, Mr. Wheeler, right? Yes, the Nuisance Abatement Committee, Tim McGuire, Alicia McDonald, Rich Corpin from the council, and Ron Desiker. And I'm assuming they'll all do that again. I don't call all of them every year, especially if they don't meet. That gets kind of embarrassing to say, would you like to be on that committee again, even though you didn't meet? But we have to have that committee, and it's great that they are willing to do that. And that group did meet this year. The Income Tax Review Committee, also Steve Knox and Chris Conway, and then they appoint a third person if their group is called to meet. So they will serve that position again, too. And that is all I have for right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll move to our Safety Service Director. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Leaf pickup continues. The weather is kind of not cooperating, but they're doing the best they can. So they are still on the north side. They do not expect to be through there this week as the schedule dictated. So if the Friday comes and they're not to you yet, they are staying in the neighborhood. So please be patient with us. Again, once the north end is completed, then they'll flip back to the south side of Market and literally do another loop around the whole town until all the leaves are picked up. Also, the Main Street project, ODOT has informed us that due to the temperatures, they will not be putting that final overlay on. Kind of expected, I think, with the way the weather has changed. The contractor is completing some box outs. You might have seen them out too today, doing some crowns around the basins just to help us get through winter and be able to plow Main Street. OPWC Streets, they're down checking on the punch list items. They did get a lot of work done in the last couple weeks there as well. And the bike trail, they actually have done some paving recently as the weather has allowed. So from 94 North to Market Street in Marshallville, as well as the parking lot, has been paved. Kind of waiting to see how the weather goes, but based on the forecast, I'm not optimistic they'll be able to get that completed, and we'll have to start back up in the spring as well. And that is my report for tonight. But to echo everyone else, congratulations to the Red Rider football team, families, fans, and the community as a whole. I think everyone's excited for their accomplishment.
Yes, sir. Mr. Corfman.
Yeah. Can you and the mayor give us more of an update on what is going to be affected? Tim Neal and our representative Scott Wiggum have chosen to pull the, or are pushing to pull the law office or the court out of Orrville. We basically cut service to all of Eastern Maine County. How is that affecting us, or what's our position, or?
Well, it is just the courts, not to say that's not plenty, but I mean, it is the courts. The plan is still to have the title office open, from my understanding, and to provide those services as is.
That'd be the only service left in Orrville?
That is correct. I believe they would have someone here that would take payment on tickets one day a week, which I believe is already where they're currently at with that as well. So that's kind of been tough for folks as they come in and make payments. But overall, it's been the process of just the courts. Then folks would have to obviously go over to Worcester for any kind of court proceedings.
I'm not sure that Representative Wiggum was big on pushing that. I think it was requested of him to see, I believe they wanted to draw that all over to Worcester because of having people over here and shifting back and forth. I do think it's a service here that a lot of people are going to miss. Those that have court dates now, that even if they're clear on the other side of the county, are going to be forced to go to Worcester when it would have been closer for them here. We're down to court dates now of Wednesday and Friday. A long time ago, I believe it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but it is just Wednesday and Friday now, and has been. And some of those days are pretty light, so they might have already been trickling some of that stuff over there to begin with. And I haven't heard of any date as far as, talked to Tim Neal a couple times about that, and he didn't have any date for sure either as far as when that might happen.
Keeping the title office open and operating would be important.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
To be good. And I see the same papers they got to be ignoring on that if they closed it, is population centers are in Eastern Wayne County. And there's umpteen villages, well, not umpteen, but at least 10, on our end of the county. You know, we can't all go downtown Worcester. Okay. Thanks for what? Sorry to spring that on you. I was trying to get that earlier, but I didn't. That's all. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Corfin. Let's see. We're here. We're ready to go to our utilities director. Mr. Brennan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a brief update. The High Street Water Project is moving along okay. We're having encountered any real difficulties. We have been slowed down also the past a week or so due to weather. They'll pick back up when weather permits, not in any jeopardy of letting schedules slip or anything like that. They're still planning on being materially done sometime the end of February of next year. And that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. President. Mr. Berger, I heard a comment from a resident that they were very impressed with the fact that they stay with their 4-foot channel and disruptions of traffic were very minimal. So pass my and our kudos on to the folks that are running that project to do that.
Yeah, that's been a focus to try to keep as, you know, as many lanes open as possible. Now, as we move towards High Street heading east, that water main does kick out into the northbound or the north side of High Street a little bit more. But we still should be able to maintain two lanes of traffic during all of that construction.
This particular gentleman was very impressed with the work.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job. This is a local contractor that has been in during work for the utilities in the city for a number of years. He knows what needs to be done and what our expectations are. I'll pass that along to him. Thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you, Ms. Rediger. Move to our finance director, Ms. Stremler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Thank you. And for our law director, Mrs. Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report this evening.
Thank you. Now, this evening I have a report that comes from a close friend of mine. His name is Santa Claus. And on last Saturday, Santa Claus was out at Ace Hardware here in town by Buellers. And if any of you ever want to have an easy shopping day at Buellers, go there on the same day as the state championship game. You talk about a ghost town. There were hardly any aisles had people in them. So congratulations to the Orville Red Riders, the whole community. Everyone is proud of what went on. So thank you. We'll now go to old business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 3818. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Espiros.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3818. Resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Orville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019, and declaring an emergency.
Ms. Dremlin, anything new? I mean, this has been presented before.
No, I don't have anything to add. If anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer those for you.
Do we need to go for a third reading?
We should go for a third reading, yes.
Okay, thank you. That ends our old business. Before we get to new business this evening, though, Mr. Larson.
I move that we move to an executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Corkman.
Ms. Bear Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Thank you. Our regular session is postponed for the time being. We'll be moving to executive session. And Pastor Davis, unfortunately, you're not going to get to stay for this.
All right.